fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 30th day of August, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do something that's rarely said in California public schools, but we do start with a pledge of allegiance. This morning we have Deputy Hendricks with us to lead us in a pledge. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. Turn over to you, Deputy.
Good morning to lovely Mrs. Moore. Good morning, John. And good morning, Chance. From the land of cotton, catfish, and kudzu, please join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well done, Deputy. In your ongoing project to find out what's going on in your community, the people's response and reactions to the COVID clot shot. Do you have any updates for us, sir?
Oh, just I think about, from my opinion, about half of them don't plan to respond to the next upcoming lockdown that we've been notified we're going to be going into. And, of course, I have been personally preparing for the hurricane that's out in the Gulf. I mean, I always stay prepared, but get ready to go down to Tampa and see if I can assist my son and them. They are suffering significant damage, but we're just going to go down and make sure that they're doing as well as they say they are. Sometimes your kids don't always be forthright with you, so you don't worry.
Right, right. Well, if you can, before next week, I'd like you to talk to at least one pastor, find out if they intend to close their church if ordered to do so, at least one restaurant owner or manager to see if they intend to mandate people wear a mask when they walk from the front door to the table, when then they can take it off, or other such silliness, if they intend to go along with those things or actually refuse. That's your new assignment, Deputy, if you can work that into your schedule.
Oh, certainly. I know quite a few local restaurants, and of course I don't go to none of the fast food places no more, but yeah, I'll definitely ask them, and I know several pastors, and I'll talk to them as well, of course my own pastor as well.
Well, my pastor, who's now with us every second Friday,
right?
He did close the church for 2 weeks. He regrets that, but that's all he did, and he's not going to do it again. He's absolutely not going to do it again. So when are you headed to Florida?
Oh, probably about 3 hours from now.
Okay, well, and you're going to stay there for the duration or come back before it hits?
No, just go down there for probably through Sunday, then head back Labor Day. That's when most people come back, is on Tuesday.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck on your trip.
Anyway,
be safe. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just thinking about Dr. Horowitz. I hope he didn't get too wet during all the rain they got. Fortunately, it passed Tampa itself, but, you know, the Panhandle went up in that area, and that where I call the curve and the Appalachian Swamp and all that is scheduled to get it next. So up into Georgia and all that, of course. Of course, I stay prepared, so I don't worry about it other than just getting through it.
I heard there was about 20-something gas stations that had gasoline contaminated with diesel fuel that caused the vehicles to shut down. Did you hear about that?
No, I did not. But that didn't surprise me, though.
Well, that's a shame. But well, safe journeys, and we'll look forward to having you back next Wednesday, sir.
Well, actually, it'll be next month. It's hard to believe September will be here. And I want to wish everyone there and yourself and lovely Mrs. Moore and Chance a good Labor Day weekend. Enjoy it, because you know the lockdown's coming at some point. Or at least I'm going to refuse to go along with it. I've already told my boss that in any way, shape, or form. So, and I hope many others will choose to do the same thing.
Oh, there will be. The response will be very, very stiff compared to last time. Yes, it will. Okay. Well, thank you, Deputy, and we'll see you next month.
Sure. Take care. Okay. And, God bless, and Kudzu is king.
Roger that. We appreciate in the green room, my friend Chance. Chance is the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods down in the beautiful state of Texas, where all the food is non-GMO, much of it is organic, and he has excellent, tasty food in stock, ready for immediate shipment. Good morning, Chance.
Good morning, John. Good morning. And as Deputy Hendricks said, I wish everyone a happy and safe Labor Day weekend. John, I've got just a few things I'd like to get off my chest this morning that I think are helpful, if I may, sir.
Please, go ahead.
Okay. So I was just listening to a cancer doctor and heard something that I've never heard before, and I thought, wow, I need to talk about this on air. This doctor said, if you do not sleep more than 6 hours per night, meaning you get under 6 hours per night of sleep, you now have a 300% higher probability of developing cancerous tumors in your body. He said, basically, as you sleep, your body is creating these amazing little cancer-fighting cells in your immune system. And if you're not getting enough sleep, your body does not have the time in order to build up that immune system and create these special white blood cancer fighting cells. So, you know, we've been told, you know, all of our lives to, you know, get enough sleep per night. 7 to 8 hours is perfect. And, you know, you wonder why cancer is up as high as it is. All types of cancer, not just in humans, but in dogs as well, and cats. But were you aware of that? You need at least 6 hours a night of sleep, or you have a 300% higher probability of developing cancerous tumors.
Yeah, I've never heard a relationship between the amount of sleep you get and cancer. That's news to me. So which way does it go? It's if you get six hours plus, you increase your cancer rate?
6 to 8, yeah. So the ideal amount of sleep per night is 6 to 8 hours of sleep. Now, if you get more than 8 hours, what happens, John? You know, you get a bit groggy, and that too much sleep is not a good thing either. But in this particular situation, if you get between 6 to 8 hours of sleep every night, you have a very good chance of building these white blood cancer fighting cells in your immune system. That's why some people that are even prone to getting cancer do not, and then some that are not prone to get cancer do. Another thing that he mentioned is the stress levels on your body. I guess it's a, from what I understand, a major precursor to develop immune issues, inflammation, which leads to cancer.
Well, I know that it's no secret, we've known for decades, that shift workers, especially shift workers that get moved around from shift to shift, like police officers, it hurts their health in general. Right. Probably increased cancers as well, but your overall health is harmed when you work different shifts for 20 plus years. Having cancer being part of that picture really doesn't surprise me all that much.
Yes, sir. The other thing I wanted to talk about, because I'm sure you have a lot to talk about this morning, just want to get this out there. So credit card fraud, John, is at an all-time high, and that says a lot, right? Right. So I talked to a lot of customers. You talked to a lot of people as well. And the percentage of people that I talked to, it's pretty high. 3 out of probably 10 people have experienced credit card fraud this year alone. 3 out of 10 people. So there are a few tips that if I could pass on that would help.
Sure.
One, never, ever put your credit card or debit card into a gas pump. There apparently is technology that allows the bad guy to come in right after you with this machine. They put basically, think of it like a blank card in the machine. It takes an imprint of the last recorded digital imprint of the last recorded transaction. From that, they can create their own credit card under your name, address, etc., and use it online. You can't use it, at a physical location, but they can use it online to buy gift cards and things like that. And so you look at your credit report and you see all these transactions and you never made. And this can be, this can be a problem. This can prohibit you from maybe purchasing things that, like a home or a car, because of your credit. So the other thing that you can do, there are many of these credit monitoring systems out there. You can subscribe to that, and if someone does steal your personal information, you will be notified immediately, and you can take action and clear that up. So those two things, brother, I think are important. And what say you?
Well, it brings up it was 50 years ago, next month, I became a homicide detective for the state of Missouri. And in that capacity, I had an account with TransUnion, one of the two biggest credit companies in the country. I could get anybody's complete credit report, anybody's. It didn't matter who it was. That was the way it was half a century ago. Of course, you can no longer do that, even if you got an account with TransUnion. But that's how loose it was back then, half a century ago, a chance.
And most of these attacks, John, believe it or not, they don't come from inside the U.S. They come from outside the U.S., from areas, of course, like China and Ukraine.
Nigeria. Yeah.
Nigeria, Armenia, places like that. That are constantly under, digital attack to get your information. So, it's a problem. It's a big problem. It's getting worse. So, just take those precautions. Another thing that they have, John, I don't know if you have one. I do. They have these new RFID blocking wallets.
Right.
Okay. You put your credit card in there, and it can't be. No one can walk by you and get your information, right?
Right.
A good friend of mine and yours, or you, I'll just say his last name is Marzulli, told me a story about just that, how someone walked past him and got information right out of his wallet. So this is important, guys. Protect your credit. You worked hard for it, and you don't want to you know, compromise that.
Absolutely. Well, I've been making use of RFID protecting wallets for years and years. Well, moving on from there, when you were in junior high school and high school, Chance, would it be a fair statement to say that many of the students showed up every day at the appointed time because they knew there'd be a penalty if they didn't? Probably at least 10, maybe 20% of students showed up only because there would be a penalty if they didn't show up on time every day. Would that be a fair statement?
That would be a fair statement. What were those officers called back then? We had them in the 70s.
Truant officers,
yeah. Right. No, yeah, they would notify your parents. And back then, the parents were allowed to beat your, you know what, now, if you didn't go to school. Yes, sir.
In the modern age, in the Portland school district, there's no longer a penalty. There's no adverse marking on your report card if you fail to show up every day.
Wow.
So now, as a consequence, now they're doing this in the name of diversity, equity, and inclusion, of course, because minority students, for whatever reason, can't do that. So now we're going to open it up so nobody gets penalized. And the people who are setting this up, the Portland School District officials, typically the school district supervisor is going to have a PhD in education. The men and women who work for him are going to have master's degrees. These are very bright men and women, but they don't understand human nature, do they?
They don't. And brother, I worked, I was in Oregon for almost 20 years, and I worked in Portland. Portland used to be a beautiful city, brother. Portland, Salem, Beaverton, that whole area used to be a beautiful city. From what I understand, it's like a little LA right now. It's like a war zone. There's no penalties for shoplifting either.
Up to a certain dollar amount.
Up to a certain dollar amount, yeah.
Right. They'll pay a price for that. And this is part of this whole woke agenda that we're seeing nationwide, but especially Washington State, Oregon, California, and of course a number of states in the Northeast as well. It's a shame what's happening, that they're doing this, and the adverse effects are going to be very obvious very quickly, I think. What do you think?
I do. I believe that. And San Francisco, same thing. I've visited, you've probably visited San Francisco. It was a beautiful city and a great fun place to go, but not anymore. Not anymore. There's feces on the street, and it's just sad. You know, the sanctuary states and cities, you know, they don't, I don't think they understand what the long-term effects are going to be of this woke agenda. And I think the people themselves, even those that support it, are going to wake up one day and think to themselves, what have we allowed, you know, these legislators to do? What have we done, you know?
I know, but by then it's probably going to be too late. You got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, looks like Mr. DeSantis is going to drop out of the presidential race, maybe or maybe not run for Senate. I'd assume he remained an excellent governor in Florida. The men who support him, I wouldn't trust many for them. I could throw them the men that support him financially, the Bush family and others. Vivek Ramaswamy is not qualified to be president of the United States. He's not a natural born citizen. Yes, he was born in the United States, but you have to have two American citizen parents to be a natural born citizen, which he did not have. And they were both Indian nationals. So Vivek could have, if he chose to, he could have an Indian passport. So he's not qualified to be president of the United States. Of course, Obama wasn't either, because his father was not an American citizen either. So Barack Obama could have a Kenyan passport or British if he chose to, because Kenya was part of the British Empire at the time. Here's our first break. We'll be right back.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paddy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm often got to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where apples born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My Labor Day sale on energy cleaners and mattress pads is in effect right now. Goes until midnight Monday, Labor Day. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. You can place your order right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Or if you want to send me a check or money order, my address is right there as well. My keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. Visiting with Chance, the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods, where all the food is non-GMO. Much of it is organic. There's a panel at my website for Simply Clean Foods. Do you have any specials or any new items for us, Chance, to talk about?
I do. You know, we just launched this new gluten-free pasta. Absolutely amazing. We've had already great feedback from it. For those that can't process gluten anymore, it is a great alternative. I've tried it. There's a recipe actually on our website. It is so good. We use our white cheddar cheese powder, sprinkle that over the top of it. Oh, my gosh. You're in heaven, and there's not that guilt. So You can find that on our website and our Labor Day special. If you use the code Liberty Man, you must use the code Liberty Man to get this. If you order anything over $50 now through next week, Wednesday at this time, we're going to give away one of those packages of our gluten-free penne pasta. It's made from lentil flour. So one simple ingredient, lentil flour and water, and you've got just an amazing product. Go use the code LibertyMan, go to simplycleanfoods.net, or go to thelibertyman.com and click on that rotating banner.
And in addition, you still have the special package put together for my listeners, don't you?
Yep, the Liberty Man Pack. That's a great selection of our most popular fruits and vegetables. And folks, this does support this channel and all the great work, John, that you're doing, and the Veterans Outreach Program, which is very successful. This summer was interesting. We paid out more utility bills for veterans than we ever have before, just because I guess the heat wave was just some of these bills coming in were just outrageous. And folks, if you've noticed, your utility bills higher than last year in many cases. What our energy co-op told us is they're forced to pay higher rates than normal for that electricity, for that energy, and so they have to pass that on to the customer. So if you see that, you're not alone. Here in Texas and along the Sun Belt, many people are experiencing $400, $500, $600, $700 a month electric bills, and it's rough. It's hard on the average family, sir.
I'm sure it is, no doubt whatsoever. No doubt. Well, this a lot of speculation on who's going to be the Democratic nominee. It's obviously not going to be Robert Kennedy Jr. The Democratic Party won't allow that. This Gavin Newsom is high on the list, isn't he?
Brother, you know, you just say his name, you just said it on air, and I just got a sick feeling in my stomach. The guy is just evil. Just evil. I mean, my wife is from that area and grew up there, and she's there now, as a matter of fact, doing some business, and it's just disgusting what that state has come to under his so-called leadership.
And he's Nancy Pelosi's nephew.
Yep.
Term. Is that right, nephew?
Yeah. Yep. And related to the Grays. Gray was the governor of California for a long time before Newsom. He was actually the governor before Schwarzenegger, and then after Schwarzenegger, he came back. It's almost like, what do they call that in England? When a monarchy. You know, they're all kind of related.
Right. Well, it's going to be quite a challenge. Everything they're trying against Trump is not working. Every time he gets a new indictment, his numbers go up. And Secret Service is not going to allow Donald Trump to be served any time in jail. They will not allow that to happen.
Why do you say that, John?
Well, I said because that's their mission statement. They're not going to allow President Trump to be put in any custodial situation where they don't have control over it, and that's what a jail is. So it's not going to happen. They won't allow it to happen. And President Trump has his own private security guards who will do the same thing. They will not allow him to be taken into custody. And if it comes down to a gunfight, that's what it'll come down to. But I think it'll be more like a Mexican standoff where the county deputies in Fulton County say, "No, I don't think so. I want to go home tonight. I don't want to have my wife go to my funeral." So they'll stand down before it gets to a gun battle. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
No information.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle handle the truth.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there, things that will help you. You really need to educate yourself about the COVID vaccination so you in turn can educate others, hopefully prevent one or more children from getting COVID vaccination clot shots. More than 200 articles and videos, including articles and videos by Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He's now saying, in no uncertain terms, that the COVID vaccinations are designed and meant to hurt and kill people. It's not a side effect. It's what they're designed and meant to do. That's the words of one of the most qualified virologists on the planet. You'll find products that will help you there. Harvest Right. Freeze-dried equipment. We have the Generator 2 rocket heater. We have, of course, excellent freeze-dried food from Simply Clean Foods, and the energy cleaner. The energy cleaner sale, Labor Day sale, is in effect right now until midnight Monday evening. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. When you place your order, you pay full price. I do the sale price refund manually at my website and when you call my toll-free order line. My order takers won't have a clue what you're talking about. Don't ask about the sale. They won't have a clue. Just go ahead and place your order at 800-592-9543. Visiting with Chance, the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods, where all the food is non-GMO, much of it is organic. And with the dramatic price increases at the supermarket, it's becoming more and more price competitive with off-the-shelf stuff at the local supermarket, isn't it, Chance?
You're absolutely right. And as a matter of fact,
now I would say it's more cost effective to purchase freeze-dried foods. The big difference is you can open up a pouch of our broccoli, cauliflower, spinach, zucchini, or whatever, and just take out a little bit, just what you need for a meal, and put it back in your pantry, and it's still good for up to 6 months. Try that with fresh broccoli, cauliflower, zucchini, or spinach from the store. All you're going to create is penicillin, a little mold. So it is actually very, very cost-effective now more than any other time due to inflation to purchase our products. John, I have a question yes. for you. So now this in the news, this COVID-2, they're talking about implementing wearing these face diapers again, possibly even more shutdowns where people have to, stay at home, this type of thing. Where do you think, honestly, where do you think this is going? Is this going to be as bad as last time or worse, or do you think people are finally going to stand up?
Let's analyze this a bit. First of all, this is not just a random thing. It's a decision of somebody at the CDC or National Institutes of Health. A decision of this magnitude comes as a result of a focus group. Now, in this case, the focus group would probably have two or three medical doctors, two or three psychologists, one or two or three attorneys, and probably a law enforcement professional to analyze what will the response be. And I'll tell you what they would conclude in this focus group. They would conclude the following, that if we do this again, we're going to get violent pushback. We're not going to get the cooperation we got in January 2020. We're going to have people who will become violent, and I'm addressing the focus group after we've done our research. That, ladies and gentlemen, is what we're looking for. So this focus group has concluded that if we do this all over again, we will get the violent pushback that we want. So we're going to recommend to the CDC, the National Institutes of Health, and the President of the United States that we move forward with COVID-2 and the lockdowns and the mask wearing and all the rest of it, so we can get the real goal, which is violent pushback. So that's my analysis.
Well, I mean, and you're probably right. Here's the issue. You know, our country is already teetering on a complete financial meltdown. This is like, John, you know, the old movies where the Cadillac is teetering on the cliff about ready to fall over.
Sure.
This is where we're at. And one more lockdown, you know, and businesses having to go through this again, one more lockdown could be the end of things, where that Cadillac's just going to fall over the cliff and explode like our economy. This is not good for the country. It's not good for the people. And yeah, here locally, we're seeing people again wearing these face diapers, you know, not educated to know that they're causing more problems than not by putting these things on.
Well, for an adult,
go ahead.
For an adult wearing a mask, there's minimal health repercussions. But for a pre-puberty child whose brain is still growing, that would be children 12 years old and younger, that growing brain needs the oxygen. If they don't get the oxygen, which happened for a year or more for many children, it causes permanent brain damage that can't be changed. And we already have tens of millions of children whose parents went along with this and the schools went along with it, causing permanent brain damage. It may not be all that obvious. Maybe their IQ got reduced 10 points. If you go from a 110 IQ to 100 IQ, you're going to have a child that is sweeping the floors at the Ford dealership as opposed to owning the Ford dealership. That's a difference 10 IQ points can make. I agree with you, first of all, that the consequences for business, especially small business. Now, look at what happened last time. You could drive through West Memphis, Tennessee, where the massive casinos are, by the way, because that's not allowed in Memphis. So right across the river, West Memphis, these massive casinos, open for business while the lockdown's going on, while right down the street, the churches were closed because they were required to be closed. What's wrong with this picture? People are more aware of this now. Obviously, our awareness in January 2020 is not nearly what it is now. It is a chance.
It's not. And here's a radical idea. If, you know, you live in a city or a community and they require you in order to do business with this company or to come into their retail establishment, they require you to wear a mask, then maybe you just don't shop there. Maybe you just boycott that and spread the word. That's just a thought, just an idea.
Well, it's going to have to catch on. This Dylan Mulvaney character is a good example of what can happen to a Fortune 500 company. Anheuser-Busch is in deep trouble, and that's yes. And they did it to themselves. They have nobody else to blame but themselves. The number three, what was it, number one selling beer in the country is now, they can't hardly give it away. In fact, they can't give it away in some jurisdictions.
You know, this is just a local thing, maybe not, but our local bottling company, you know, these are private. They're not Budweiser employees. They're private bottling companies, and they represent several different companies. They're begging people. They're like, this is not our fault. Please buy Budweiser. You know, I drink a beer now and then, and I'm one of those. I love Michelob Ultra, but I won't buy it.
I'll never buy any Anheuser-Busch products again, ever. They're done. I'm done with them.
Absolutely.
I know there's a member of the Bush family. The Bush family sold out. They no longer have any financial interest in Anheuser-Busch. But a member of the Bush family offered to buy back Bud Light and to bring back the brand, which may or may not happen. But there's Target is another company that went woke and is going broke. There's lots of other companies that people will not be aware of, like Levi Strauss. They make the Levi jeans. For decades, they've used profits from selling blue jeans to conservatives to finance anti-gun legislation. Did you know that?
I did not know that, sir.
Well, you do now.
Yes, sir.
You do now. So every time you buy any Levi product, where it's blue jeans or shirts or hats, whatever it might be, you're helping finance anti-gun legislation.
Well, I guess I'm a Wrangler fan then.
Well, so am I. I've only bought Wrangler since I found that out. We have a caller here. No, we don't have a caller. Never mind.
I like that comment. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's lots going on. We need to educate ourselves so that we can move forward in an educated manner. We need to support businesses that won't go along with the new lockdowns, the social distancing. When I first heard that a 14-year-old high school student was the originator of the six-foot distancing, I thought to myself, this can't possibly be true. It turned out it was. Mm-hmm. A 14-year-old female high school student wrote a term paper for her high school. The father was, employed at the National Institutes of Health, and he thought, oh, my daughter's brilliant. Let's make this national policy. There was no scientific basis for that whatsoever, just the thoughts of a 14-year-old high school girl who's, I guess, now a senior. Without any scientific evidence whatsoever, they made this a nationwide policy, didn't they?
They did. And, you know, again, you've said, I think I know I've said on the air, you can't write this stuff. Even with a creative mind, fiction, you know, you can't write this stuff. What comes out of, you know, the pharmaceutical industry, the CDC, all these entities, Fauci, these guys, it's just unbelievable. Unbelievable. I hope and pray that you are right, though, in your last statement about those folks that are finally going to stand up and fight against, you know, these lockdowns, because I personally know owners of businesses, two bed and breakfasts in my area that had to close their doors after many, many years of successful business. We can't go through this again, John. We just can't.
No, we can't. I recall one restaurant in St. Louis, Cousin Hugo's, had been in the business continuously for 85 years, closed permanently. Closed permanently. I'd had lunch here a few times. It was a nice bar and grill in a suburb of St. Louis. And that's just one of tens of thousands of restaurants that closed either temporarily or permanently. Families losing the family business, employees losing their source of income. Of course, as a consequence, there were divorces, there were suicides, untold amount of suicides, untold amount of divorces. Very harmful to the entire U.S. economy.
And guess who survived? And here's the, this is the crazy thing. Guess who survived all of this? The big corporations, the ones that have, you know, 30 or 40 different franchises. You know, those franchise operations, they're still in business, but the small mom and pop restaurants, you know, who were barely making it before are out of business, you know, and this is, and retail stores as well, you know, like you say, multi-generational businesses, bakeries, things like that, they're gone. They're just gone.
My dentist, who's also my friend, he was told by the Missouri Licensing Authority that if he didn't have his patients wear a mask, he would lose his license to be a dentist. So he's my friend, and I didn't want to hurt him, and I did want to get my semi-annual cleaning and checkup. So I took one of his paper masks, and I took a magic marker, and one-inch-tall letters I wrote O-B-E-Y, obey. On the mask, and I went ahead and had my dental appointment. Everybody thought that was pretty funny. And, of course, I dug out my mosquito net mask, which has enough fabric to cover up everything from your eyebrows to your chin, and that's ready to go when I need it. If I need to enter premises, I won't be allowed to enter otherwise. I will whip that out. And I recall I was checking into a Hilton hotel in Dallas for a speaking engagement with no mask, and the clerk was wearing his mask. Said, "Sir, you can't check in unless you wear a mask." I said, "Really?" He says, "Yeah, really." And so I took out the mosquito net mask. I covered up my face from my eyebrows to my chin. Chance, he got real quiet.
I'm still
he,
here.
He didn't say another
he
word.
He got real quiet. Go ahead.
He got real quiet. He didn't say another word. I checked in, and he, as I was leaving the check-in desk, he said, "Have a nice day."
That's funny. You know, I don't have a mosquito mask, but I do, and I did during this period of time have bandanas, a nice selection of bandanas, and that's what I would do. Is, you know, if I was forced to wear something, I'd wear a bandana. I would tie it just like the old in the Western movies, you know,
right?
Tie it around my face, James, but I could still breathe clearly underneath, right? I left it open.
Well, I have another mask with a 2-inch diameter hole in the middle of it, one of these paper masks that gives complete unrestricted access for my nostrils and my mouth. A nice 2-inch diameter hole right in the middle of the mask, and I wear it sometimes too.
That's funny.
It is.
Yeah, brother. I really pray this time that people are now, and they should be, especially if they've been listening to you, that, you know, they wake up and they hold these people accountable that are mandating these laws. And I hope we don't go through another lockdown, because we just can't. We can't do it this time.
We can't, and we won't. The resistance, especially in these outlying areas, will be immediate. It will be tough resistance, and unfortunately, in some cases, it'll be violent. If it comes down to it, many men and many women, they may have lost their business in 2020. In the last 2 years, they've reestablished their business and are going again. They're not going to go through that again. They're not going to go through all the anguish and the struggle and dealing with that financial loss again. They're not going to do it. And if it comes down to being violent, they will. I recall a woman was at an outdoor sporting event. I think it was a high school or junior high school sporting event, sitting on a bleacher outdoors in the sunshine, and she got arrested for not wearing a mask.
Unbelievable. Here's something that I know we're going to go into our last break here in a minute, but real quick, here's something I don't think a lot of people think about. Entrepreneurs, you know, back in the 80s, 90s, and even 2000s, so many folks, you know, figured out creative ways to start businesses. Did you know, John, that they're not teaching, I mean, they did in my high school, they're not teaching these kids how to properly even balance a checkbook, but entrepreneurial, the spirit of entrepreneurial and opening businesses, that's not being taught. They're taught to be slaves, to work for the man for the rest of their life. So all these businesses that have shut down, these kids coming up, I don't think that they have the ability or the education in order to have a successful business.
Well, there will always be people ready to be entrepreneurs, even if the majority aren't. We have a break. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up, with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQRS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know. How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Chance, you may not be aware, but there's a detachment of Marines about a block or two from the White House, permanently stationary. Are you aware of that?
I heard rumor of that maybe just recently. Why are they? Why is there a permanent detachment there?
Well, they've been there for 200 years, basically. But that audio clip was from a movie where the Marines are taking over the country of Morocco in North Africa in the early part of the 19th century. I would like to hear them get the drums out and fix bayonets to go take over the White House from the commies that run it right now. Wouldn't you like to see that?
I'd love to see that. Yeah, I'd love to get that on camera. Yes,
ideally, they would have the drums and do it in their parade uniforms, because I don't believe the Capitol Police would attempt to resist the Marines marching on the White House, do you?
Ask that question again.
I don't believe the Capitol Police would attempt to resist the Marines coming to take over the White House.
That would not be wise. No,
no, not at all.
No.
Especially if they had some armored vehicles backing them up. but that's what needs to happen is the Marines. And by the way, the Marines are not subject to posse comitatus, in case you don't know. That's a story we don't have time for right now. But hopefully there'll be a change, and the commies will leave the White House once and for all, we get some conservative Christians elected to both Congress and the Senate, and we can get this country back on track and eliminate the communist threat. What do you think, Chance?
I think that's a great idea. I do. We're going to run out of time here in a minute, so I just want to remind folks, any purchase of $50 or more on our website, we're going to send you a free package of our new gluten-free pasta. John, I can send you some, too, if you'd like to try it.
Absolutely, I would. You know, I'm a gluten-free guy, absolutely. Yep.
Okay, I'll take care of it. Okay. And then also our wonderful friend over at RBN as well. Okay, well, listen, it's so wonderful to be on the show. I did learn a few things today. Thank you for that. And I hope that you have a safe week and a safe Labor Day. And, again, thank you for letting me be a part of what you do.
Thank you, Chance. We appreciate it. And same to you. Have a great holiday, and we'll see you next week. Okay. We got top of the hour break coming up, and we'll have Professor McCanny with us. Hopefully he's not in some jungle someplace in Central or South America where he spends a lot of time with no internet or telephone service frequently. And in the third hour, of course, we'll have my friend Jeff Nyquist to give us whatever updates he has for us. As I say with Dr. Horowitz frequently, it seems like we're in a never-ending Twilight Zone episode. Of course, when I was a youngster, the Twilight Zone episodes were being shown for the first time, and it was really cutting-edge TV, all black and white. They did it on the cheap with interesting cutting-edge storylines, camera work. It was just very cutting edge at the time. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site, It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.